Okay, let's get started with Sanhedrin Daf Mem Dalet. Sanhedrin Mem Dalet, we are on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, a couple of lines up from the bottom. And we're up to the sugya of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh, the sugya of Arvus, as the Mishnah quoted the example yesterday of Achan, of taking from the spoils and all of Klal Yisrael suffering for Achan's sins. Achan as an example of Chayvei Mises Bezdin and the fact that he did Vidui before he was killed. As the Mishnah said, Kala Mizvada Yishlo Chelek Olam Haba, and we were Mdayek that from the Psukin by Achan. So the Gemara asks, why was everybody punished by Achan if only Achan did it? So the Gemara said, because of the dots on the Pasuk at the end of the Torah in Dvarim Chavtes, so we know that Hanistaros Lashem Elokeinu Vaniglos We know that the Arvus only starts after Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael. So says the Gemara Kitanoi, fifth wide line. Really, this issue of Arvus, of mutual responsibility by Klal Yisrael for each other, is a machlokas tanon. Says the Pasuk, Hanistaros Lashem Elokeinu, Vaniglos Lanu Ulavaneinu Ad Olam. The Nistaros, the private sins, are Lashem Elokeinu, are for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vaniglos, those that are revealed, that is what everybody is responsible for. Lanu Ulavaneinu Ad Olam, Lamanakra Lanu Ulavaneinu. Why are there dots on those words? Lanu Ulavaneinu, Rashi explains where the dots could have been and where the dots are. Va'ala ayin sheba'ad, why there are dots on all of those words. Melameid shelo anash al hanistaros ad sha'avar Yisrael asayar din. Dib Rebbe Yehuda, to teach us that the nistaros, the hidden sins, B'nai Yisrael weren't mutually responsible for until they crossed the Yarden. That's when Arvus started, and that's when Klal Yisrael, you know, are responsible for each other. And even if it's a private sin, it is responsible for each other. Amalei Reb Nechemya. Reb Nechemya argues on this. V'chi anash al hanistaros la'olam. Are we ever chayiv responsible for the nistaros, for the hidden sins? After all, how do I know what you're doing inside or in private? V'luk far namar ad olam. It says, the chiluk of the pasuk, nistaros are lashem, niglos are for us, ad olam. So says Reb Nechemya, how could you have a drasha that undermines the pashup side of the pasuk, right? Doesn't the Gemara in Yevamos say, he might be asking, doesn't the Gemara in Yevamos say that ein hamikra yotze midei pshuto? Right, there are many different levels of interpretation, but at least the pashup shot has to be true. And a mikra yosim and de pshuto. So here, how can you say that the drush is going to undermine the two words? Ad olam. It says that chiluk lasts forever. There's some chiluk between nistaros and niglos that lasts forever. So says the Reb Nechemya, Ela kishem shelo anash al hanistaros. Just like B'nai Yisrael are never punished for the nistaros of their fellow, kach lo anash al onchin shebegoli ash avar Yisrael sayardin. It's limiting even the onchim shebegoli, even the open sins that we should be mutually responsible for, that only started after they crossed the Yarden. Before that, even the open sins were not mutually responsible. So the idea of Arvus here for the Nistaros is a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya. Many different discussions that we can have in the sugya of Arvus. Maybe one or two points. Right? The Meiri says, why dafka is there this mutual responsibility? Says the Meiri, Dayani Yisrael v'chachamehem uman higeyem srichim heim l'fashfesh tamid v'lachzor v'lachkar al-maiseh b'nei Yiram. The leaders of the generation always have to analyze and figure out what everybody is up to, what society needs. Ve'ein lahem hisnatzlus kishiyasu haraui al hanigle haval yadam. And it's not enough just to focus on what they see. Ela tzrichim lachkar ul'ragel achar hanistaros kafi yocholtam. They have to do their best to dig underneath and try to see what is happening even in private. The choshem isrash lemikach hare hakol ne'anashem kidistareim shalchotim. And if they are weak in this area, so then it's their fault. Shekol Yisrael nazar arevim zelazeh, because all Yisrael became arevim to each other. Mishakibu olay brachos v'klalos begrizim ve'eval. When they went through the experience of crossing the Yarden and Hargizim and Har-Eval, they became mutually responsible for each other. That's Arvus. Remember last time we discussed Arvus was at the end of Bava Basra in the halachic context of Anochi Ervenu by Yehuda and by Reuven taking responsibility for Yosef. But that's Arvus coming together. The language of the Ritva, the Ritvan Rosh Hashanah in the sugi of Arvus, In the halacha context, arvus we know isn't just a hashkafic principle, but it's the basis for halacha, the basis of yatsa motzi. If I was yotzei a mitzvah already, so then I could still be motzi you in the mitzvah. I already heard shofar already, I could be motzi you in shofar. If I any mitzvah, why? Because if I finish my mitzvah, but if you didn't, then I still have a chisaron. Right? Kaguf echad is the language of the Ritva. Like one body. And therefore, if you didn't finish it, if you weren't Yotzei, then I still have a responsibility. I can make the bracha for you. I can be motzi you in the mitzvah. Because that's the sugya of arvus. Again, a number of interesting Makoros related to Arvus in the Tomar Dvorah, in the beginning of the Sefer, the Ramak says, Ki kol Yisrael heim sheir basar elu im elu. We're all connected to each other. Mipnei shehaneshamos kelulos yachad. Yesh bazeh chelek zeh, u bazeh chelek zeh. We're all one neshama. V'lochein kol Yisrael arevim zeh lazeh. Right, it's like the Maharal writes, V'domen l'adam shem yesh maka be'echad me'ivarav shal me'ivarav, kol yivarav margishim, bavur sheim guf echad. We're one goof. Even a suggestion, the Rav Karlenstein, in one of his farm on Shavuos, he suggests maybe that's the idea of Isruchag. Of Isruchag, at least maybe Isruchag started off in Eretz Yisrael. Because, why? Because B'nai Chutz La'aretz are still keeping a Yantif, and we are connected to them, so we at least make it some type of special day. And that's why even in Eretz Yisrael, there is some idea of a special day, as the Shofar quotes, Isruchag, to have something the next day. Maybe after that, it extended to even having Isruchag in Chutz La'aretz, but maybe that's the original idea as a connection between Klal Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael, and those in Chutz La'aretz. There is a rush that is much discussed in the sugya of Arvus. The question is, what does the rush mean? The rush is trying to answer a stira between two gemaras. One gemara that seems to say that the gemara in Brachas Daf Chaf talking about benching women being chayavos in Birchas Hamazon, and the gemara seems to say that if they're only mechuyavos midarabanan, they cannot be motzi someone who is mechuyav midaraisa in benching. That's what the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chav seems to say. While the Gemara in Brachas Daf Memches, a couple of Dafim later, says that if someone eats a Kizayas Dagan, which is he's Mechuyav Midar Abanan in benching, he can be Motzi Achemri Dechavasan, even who are Mechuyav Midar Raisa. That's the steer that the Rush is trying to answer. So the Rush in Meseches Brachas Gimel Yud Gimel says, V'yim Kein B'isha Nami, Afa B'ishena Chayavas Ala Midar Abanan, Totzi Achemrim, Shachayavim Min HaTorah. Yish Lomar says the Rush, Dilo Domi Le'ish. Don't compare the men and the women. Afa gav shalo achal klum. By a man, even if he didn't eat anything, din hu sheyifter es achirim, to call Yisrael arevim zelazeh. He should be able to be motzi his friend. Elamid rabbanan amru shalo yivarchu birchas hanen in below hana. Laficha kishalcha kezayis avo yishenu nischayv elamid rabbanan motzi es achirim shachlu kadei svia. You have to eat something. Shearev hu ba'avuram va'alav hu lahatzilan min ha'avon. V'liftaros on min ha-mitzvos. Aval isha eina bichlal arvus. V'lachein eina motziya elamisha chiyuva midrabanan. That's the language of the Rush. The question is, what does the Rush mean? Isha eina bichlal arvus. If you take that line out of context, so one might understand that period, women are not included in this principle of kol yisrael arevim zelazeh. Right? That's the simple understanding of the Rush, right? The no to be Huda Shulchan Aruch and the Dagam Mervava. It's been Reish Ayin Al talks about this. A man comes home from shul Friday night. He was already Yosei Kiddush Daraisa because he already davened. Let's say a woman did not daven Ma'ariv, so a man's going to make Kiddush for her. But 1 minute, is she still obligating me Daraisa while the man is only obligating me Rabbanan? Is a woman in Arvus? Does it work both ways? So the discussion there, the Dagam Mervava, the no to be Huda, suggests that maybe based on this Rush that women are not Bechal Arvus, so it's a big problem. And the no to be Huda, the Rebbe Kiva Eger there on that same simon. Comments on the Noda B'Yehuda that no, the Rush is not saying in general women aren't Bechal Arvus. The suggestion of the Gemara is that they're not Bechal Arvus in this mitzvah, in Birchas Hamazon, not general, Eina Bechal Arvus. Don't take that line out of context. No, Nireh, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, to Kavanas HaRush, to HaArvus HaYarach, L'Gabi Misha Mechuya V'Mitzvah Zu, who Arev Al Acherim. If you're obligated in this mitzvah, then you can be an Arev in this mitzvah. V'im Nashim B'Birchas Hamazon Da'oraisa, Be'emes, Im Yatzu Motziyim La'anashim, T'kiv Shem Shayachim B'Mitzvah Zu, Yeshtam Gaki B'Chal Arvus. But a mitzvah that they're not obligated in, so then maybe they wouldn't be included in Arvus. That's an important, a big discussion on that. Rayas Lakan Lakan, but that's the language of the Rush in Brachas Gimel Gimel, and some of the Achronim that discuss it. Okay, but either way, we get back to our Gemara. So we have a machlokes tanoim about the sugya of arvus. So says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Nechemya, that there was no obligation of arvus on the nistaros. Ella, last word, achan maitaima iyanish. So then why was everybody punished for achan's sin? If it was a sin in private, right? So why were they punished? So answer, mishum daviyadi beishto ubanav. Because his family and children knew it. His family and children knew about it, and that is enough to make it a chait nigla. And that is why Klal Yisrael were punished for that sin. Good. Once we're on the topic of achatz, we darshed a couple of the psukim that are there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Yeshua ben Nun and says, you know why you're being punished? Chata Yisrael. A Jew has sinned. Chata Yisrael, Rashi, midelo amar chata ha'am, adayin shem kdushasam aleihem. It does not say someone from the Am sinned. It says someone from Yisrael sinned. That tells us that even if someone sins, they still have their kedusha. Chata Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, famous four words, or a few more words. Afal pisha chata Yisraelu. We darshan from chata Yisrael, even though a person sins, a Jew sins, he has the status of Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Abba, Haino Damri Inshi, this is what people say, Asa Tekoi Beni Chilfi. If somebody has an Asa, a Hadas, that's amongst reeds, Asa Shmei V'Asa Karulei. It's still called an Asa, meaning it retains its identity even amongst the reeds. This phrase of Chata Yisrael is used in many different contexts to establish that a Jew has the status of a Jew no matter what. Even if there's a Yisrael Mumar, even if there's a heretic, even if there's a Mechala Shabbos, for almost all halachos, you know, a Jew is a Jew. Again, if somebody is a Balaver, he might not be trusted in Eidus in that area. If somebody is Choshed al Arayos, he might not be trusted on Arayos in this area. It might be Hosal Eidus. Or he might have certain halachos for an Ovid Avodah Zarah, in terms of certain limited halachos. But for the most part, Chata Yisrael, Chata Yisrael. There's a tshuva of Rashi. It's quoted by the Achronim, but it goes way back to Rashi. That what about a Jew who is a mumar that gets married? Does he need a get? Do we say he's an oved avodah zarah? He's a goy l'chala Torah kula. So in almost all contexts, we say Chata Yisrael, Afal Bishachata Yisrael. Right? We say that in the context of marriage, as we just said. The tshuva of Rashi is quoted by the Aruch Haschayim. The Yisrael Meshumad, Hilchas Kedushin Simin page Nun Hey. Yisrael Meshumad, Shekidesh Kedushav Kedushin. Vitzricha Get, Diava Bishachata, Yisrael Hu. Right? But you have it by Kedushin. You have it by Yerusha. The Rambam quotes in Hilchas Nachlas. Yisrael Shehemir Yoresh Es Krova, a Jewish heretic. He still Yarshins, and the Migdal O's there. Quotes, Ar Gemara, Ava Bishachata Yisrael Hu, regarding Yibum. Again, sometimes tragic cases. A woman is zakuka to Yibum, and the brother-in-law Mumar is somewhere out somewhere. He's not interested in doing any mitzvah. Yibum or Chalitza. So now she's stuck. So do we say, well, he's a Mumar anyway, so there's no Zika? No, we don't say that. Right? The Rambam says in Ilchas Yibum that Anisha is zakuka to for Yavam. And we say that by Tuma, we say that by many different halachos. The Sharam Shirem Balacha, though, adds, it doesn't mean for everything, though. Vida da'af de mishumat shachata Yisrael hu haynu dafka le'inyanim elu shehiz karnu v'chayotze baseh. Ava lo linho gimo ba'ahava vi'achva. Right, but just to be knowing all the halachas of re'ach of a mitzvos, there could be some limits to that. Meaning status of Jew, okay. But in terms of mitzvos ben adam l'chaveiro, then there might be a limit. Kishin eskalka la'adam yisod me'ela ha'yisodos. This is a line quoting from the Rambam. But another question is, do we have that status today? There were the Chazon Ish and Hilchashchita, where he talks about those who are totally off the derech. We still have, they don't have the status of Tinoch. Everyone has the status of Tinoch Shenishma today, and we have to be machzur them. Either way, that phrase of Chata Yisrael, Avav Yishachat Yisrael, who comes up in many different contexts. Comes up in counting for a minion, Avav Yishachat Yisrael, who, right, in all Chelki Shulchan Aruch, this phrase is important and applicable. Selling one's chametz. Okay. So we'll continue. Says the Gemara. Next pasuk. V'gam avru es brisi asher tivisi osam. Gam lachu menacherim. Gam ganvu. This is describing what Achan did. He violated the bris. And he took from the cherim, from the spoils. Gam ganvu, he stole. Gam kichashu, he denied. Gam samu bekaleihem. They put it in their utensils. What are all of these telling us? Amar Bilah Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Bar Misparta Malameid Sheavar Achan Al Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Five phrases here. So we darshan that he violated all Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Shneamar Chamisha Gam. It says the word Gam five times to allude to us that he violated Chamisha Chumshei Torah. The Yad Rama here notes that maybe on a deeper level, each of the Averos, each one of them is in a separate one of the parts of the Torah. So each of the Averis, he violated Chamisha Chumshei Torah because each of these mitzvos, one of them is in Vayikra. Mila is, we're going to get to in a minute, Be'ez Hashem, he was Moshe Charlas, so that's safe for Bereishis. V'lam lachu menacherim, and he violated what it says at the end of Vayikra. Achol cheir masher yacharam. And then he stole, violated what it says in Shmos, lo tignov. V'im kachashu, if he denied it, he swore against it. Avraham Hashakaz v'sefer v'amidbar. In Parshas Nasov, heishiv az Hashem v'rosho, v'gez l'asager. V'samu b'kleyem. Avraham Hashakaz v'sefer eila hadvarim. Es kel yachalo sitein. He goes through, fascinating, each one of these Averos, that they were each found in a different one of the parts of the Torah, Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and therefore he violated. I think we mentioned in a parsha here a number of years ago. Interesting phrase that the Gemara here itself calls it. Chamisha Chumshei Torah. What's the double Lashon? The five, Chamisha, Chumshei. That's also a Lashon of five. It should just be Chumshei Torah. The Torah that's split up into five. Chamisha Torah. So one might say Chamisha Torah sounds like it's five different Torahs. We have to make sure that we recognize that it's all one unit. It's Chamisha, but it's Chumshei. It's five parts, but it's Chumshei Torah. It's five of one unit. It's one unit, Chas V'Shalom, maybe emphasizing against those that believe that there's a different author, Rachman al-Islam, to certain parts of the Torah. Chamisha Chumshei Torah. No, it's a package. Chumshei Torah is all one-fifth of the unit. Good. V'yamar Rabbi Yehuda Mishur Yehuda Bar Misparta Achan Moshech Bar Allah Sohaya. Achan, one of the averes that he did was he tried to cover up his bris mila. Moshech Bar Allah So. K'siv Hacha V'gam Avru Es Brisi V'k'siv Hasam Es Brisi Hefar. The same wording used. Pshita. Is that obvious? If we say that he violated Kol HaTorah Kula, then obviously included in that is bris mila. And it says Avru Es Brisi. Answer. Ma'u Detem of a mitzvah gufei. Or some have the girsa in the back, some of the acronym, the mitzvah digufei, lo pakar, he wouldn't go so far to try to remove his bris mila. Okay, somebody violates, but the mitzvah on his body that identifies him as a Jew, would he go that far? Kamash balan, yes, he even went that far, says Rabbi Yehuda bar misparta. V'chiyasan of all of Israel, and he did something disgusting amongst Israel. Amar Rabbi Abar Zavda, malameid sheba'al acha na'ara hamarasa. He violated with the na'ara hamarasa. A Nara who already went through Erisin before Nisuin. K'siv hacha ki asa nevala b'Yisrael, k'siv nevala, k'siv hasam ki asta nevala b'Yisrael. Right, that's again the parallel. And that second one is by Nara Marasa in Kiseitse. Pshita, again, is this obvious? That's part of Kol HaTorah Kula. Ma'u detema kule hailo pakar nafshe. One might have thought, Nara Marasa, he doesn't go that far. Kamash balan. What do you mean go that far? What is the issue? And unique about Na'ara HaMarasa, Rashi, fourth skinny line, Kulehai, Rala Shamayim, V'Rala Brios. Being Bo'al and Na'ara HaMarasa is Ra to both, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to people. L'Vayesh Es Mishpachta, it's an embarrassment to the family that she's about to get married, and this is what happened, Ula Osra Albaila. And he also answers her. Right, so obviously it's Ra to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's also Ra Labrios, as Rashi explains. So one might have thought that he didn't go that far, Kamash Balan, he did. Ravina Amar, Ravina says no, one doesn't have to take that literally. Ravina Amar, Dineh HaKanara HaMarasa, Dibeskila. You don't have to say that he actually violated with a Nara HaMarasa, but one could say that the connection is just the Onesh. Right, the Onesh is going to be the same as Nara HaMarasa, that there will be an Onesh of skila. Period. Good. Amale Reish Galusa Larafuna. The Reish Galusa once said to Rafuna, Ksiv, where did we discuss Reish Galusa already? So we had Reish Galusa way back. We spoke about the power of the Reish Galusa 40 days ago. Back in the first parak, we spoke about the difference between the Nasi and the Reish Galusa and the powers that each of them have. And we, based on the pasuk in Brachos of Al Yasa Shevet Yehuda, Elu, I'm reading Daf Hey, Elu Rashi Galio Shebebavel, Sherodenes Yisrael, B'shevet, U'machokim Yibin Raglov, Elu B'nei Banav Shel Hillel, from the Nasiim, Shemalamdin Torah Barabim. So we spoke already about the powers of the Nasi versus the Reish Galusa, which has more power. If we have Rishus in one area, does that Rishus apply? And is it as authoritative in the other area? That's back in the first parak we had. So again, that here, the Reish Galusa says to Rafuna, Ksiv, Veikach Yehoshua es Achan ben Zerach. Yehoshua takes Achan, the son of Zerach, Ves HaKeseth, Ves HaAderet, Ves Lashon HaZahav, all the things he took from the spoils, Ves Bana, Ves Benosav, Ves Shoro, Ves Chamoro, his children, his assets, his oxen, his donkey, Ves Sono, Ves Ahalo, Ves Kol HaShalo, he takes everything. Imhu Chata Bana V'Benosav Machatu. So what do you mean, okay, everything, all of his property, what about his family? What did his family do wrong? Achan took from the spoils. Amarle, says Rav Huna, Ula Taimeich, I'll ask you a different question. Imhu Chata Kol Yisrael Machatu. Don't forget his family. You know, it says all of Klal Yisrael had to come and be part of the Onesh, at least witnessing. El Radosan. Why is the rest of Klal Yisrael coming? El Radosan, to teach them and to show them and to make an example, as we know, V'chal Yisrael Yishvu V'yiro. So Hachanamik Tila Radosan, it's to include them and to teach them and to try to prevent anything like this happening from the future. Vayisrifu osam ba'esh, vayiskilu osam ba'avanim, betarti, sreifa and skila. What exactly happened with Achan? Amar Ravina, haroi l'sreifa l'sreifa, haroi l'skila skila. Whatever was fit to be burned was burned. Right? Whatever materials, rashi, kesev, zav, begadim, haroi l'skila, whatever was roi l'skila, was niska. In that case. Remember, this was a total undermining. Klal Yisrael just went into Eretz Yisrael and an undermining of the power of Yehoshua, the power of his authority. That's what Achan did, right? And we didn't mention it yesterday, but Achan, part of the Vidui, some suggest, is that he wrote the second paragraph in Aleinu, right? Al Kei Nakave is Rashi Tevos Achan. Yeshua Ben Nun wrote Aleinu as he crossed the Yarden, right? That was the first paragraph, and Achan wrote the second paragraph. Good. We mentioned yesterday the Rambam that spoke about Achan's death was a Harasha, right? Just like Shaul and the Nerah HaMaleki. Those are the two examples the Rambam gives. Those are Horaos shows, the example that the Rambam gives in the end of Perek Yud Ches of Hilchos Sanhedrin. Va'era bashalal aderet shinar achatz tova umasayim shkolam kesef. Achat says, yeah, I saw a beautiful item that I wanted to take. You know, I couldn't help myself, and therefore I had to take it. What was it? What does it mean? Aderet shinar achat. Rav Amar itztala de milsa, a fancy type of woolen coat. Ushmol Amar sarbala de srifa, a special type of scarf, sarbal d'srifa, right? Rashi, sabua b'tsrif shekorin alum, vayatikim lefnei Hashem. And what they do, they place them in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amar of Nachman, bo v'chivtam lefnei HaMakom. Moshe Rabbeinu took the items, threw them in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amar lefanav, and he says, Rebbeinu shel olam, al elu tehareg hubishal Sanhedrin. So many people had to die dafka because of these. These are so special. These are so unique, right? And that's why so many people, the Rov of the Sanhedrin had to die. What does that mean, Rov of the Sanhedrin? Dichsiv, vayaku mehem anshi ha'ai, kishlosha mishisha ish, like 36 men, right? We know how the Sanhedrin, 70, 71, right? So therefore, you know, it's terrible. Vitanya, Shlosha Mashesha Mamish, Divir Behuda. Behuda holds, it means 36. 36 people died in the battle for Ai after what happened with Achan. Amalor Reb Nechemia, again Reb Nechemia, second machlokas of the day between these two Tanoim. Reb Nechemia says, V'chishlosha Mashesha Ayu, was it really 36 men? V'halalo nomar ela kishlosha Mashesha Is. It has the cuff in there. Right, like 36 men, someone or something that is symbolic of 36 men. So Ella Zeyair ben Menashe really was one person. One person died, but he was Shakul. Shakul Keneged Ruba Shel Sanhedrin. He was as great as Rova the Sanhedrin. And that's why it says Kishlosha Vashisha Ish. But either way, Moshe Rabbeinu was very upset. He took the items, he threw them in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, how could this happen? How could this happen just because of these people? Of these items. Amar Nachman, Amar Rav. Good. My dechsev, what is the pasuk referring to in Mishle? Tachanunim, Yedaber Rosh, Va'ashir Yane Azus. A rush, a poor, humble, meek person will speak in tachnunim, will speak in supplication lashon, will be soft. Va'ashir yana azus, but the ashir, the one who is rich, will speak in a brazen type of way. Yana azus tachanunim idaba rush ze Moshe. Va'ashir yana azus ze Yehoshua. Moshe Rabbeinu is more of the meek and the humble, and Yehoshua has azus, speaks in a more brazen way. Right in my time, where is that? Where do you see that? So the Gemara's first suggestion is this one right here, where he throws it on the floor and says, HaKadosh Baruch, why did you do this? But just before we get there, is this saying that Yeshua was a negative, more brazen than Moshe? What exactly is the message that this Gemara is going to try to express to us? Says the Yad Ramah here again, after quoting the Gemara, he says, Asher Yana Azus Yehoshua. Why was he more Az? Nothing negative. Says the Yad Ramah, Sha'adayin lo na'asu lo nisim harbe. Moshe Rabbeinu had myriads of nisim that were done for him. But Yeshua, okay, at this point, they had the Kriyas HaYarden. That was the pretty big nace on the 10th of Nisan. But he didn't have nisim harbe. V'haya yodea ba'atzmo shalo nisma'atu zechuyosav. He knew he had certain zechuyos left. V'adayin haya omid ba'ashro. Rich in zechuyos. That's why he demanded from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, he's not doing it for his own personal benefit. This is all for Bnei Yisrael. How can you do this to the Jewish people? So he knew he still had certain zechuyos that he was trying to use for Am Yisrael. Nothing personal. And that's why he did what he did. Leficha chaya ona azus. V'chas v'shalom, says the Yad Ramah about Yeshua ben Nun. V'chas v'shalom, shechachmei HaTalmud, omrim al Moshe Rabbeinu, shehaya rush k'neged Yehoshua. He was poorer. Yeshua ben Nun was greater. The pasuk compares Yeshua to Moshe, the beginning of Sefer Yeshua. V'hamefarish zulasi zeh hapirish. If you give any other explanation besides this, meaning you really think it's a negative about Yeshua, about the comparison, the relationship between them, asad litin esadin. Right, you're gonna have to pay for it upstairs. Says the Yad Ramah. You have to know exactly what this Gemara means and what is the message, and not to insult any of our great biblical figures. Okay, so now let's get back to the issue. So the pasuk in Mishlei is referring to Moshe and Yehoshua. Which event? Where did Yehoshua act with Azus? My time, a fourth wide line. So Ilema Mishum Dechsiv. Is it like our pasuk that we were just talking about? Vayatzikum Lefnei Hashem. V'yamar Rav Nachman Bavachitul Lefnei Makom. Says the Gemara. Was he the only one to do that in history? Atu Pinchas Lo Avdi Hachi. Or Pinchas didn't do that? He didn't make demands from Hashem like that. V'ksiv, v'yamod Pinchas v'yipalel. Pinchas did something. V'teyatzer ha-magefa. And the magefa stopped. V'yamar Rebbe Lazar, v'yispalel lo ne'emar, ela v'yipalel. Rebbe Lazar says, it doesn't say v'yispalel. Right? He davened. Ela v'yipalel. What does that mean? He did judgments. Milameid sha'asa plilos imkono. Right? He had judgments with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He had a din Torah, so to speak. Bava chifton lefnei ha-makom. Right, he threw Zimri and Cosby in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar lefanav, ribono shel olam, al elu yiplu, esrim va'arba elef mi Yisrael. Right, and for these two people's sins, such a plague started, 24,000 Jews? Dechsev ha-yu ha-maisiv ha-magefa, arba v'esrim alef. Question mark. So, it wasn't unique what Yehoshua did. So why do we say that it was so unique that it would be based on the pasuk in Mishlei that it's referring to Yeshua, right? It was referring to Pinchas. Pinchas did the same thing. So El Mehacha, a different action that Yeshua was involved in. El Mehacha, Lama Havarta Havirs Amazes Ayardin. Why'd you bring them through? Why'd you bring them through? It's so difficult. So the Gemara says Moshe Nami Meimar Amar. Moshe says something very similar. Lama Hariosa Lama Zeh. Remember in the Sefer Parsha Shmos, why do you act to, right, Lama Zeh Shalaktani, right, it's gotten worse since I came. So Ela Mehacha, maybe this is the pasuk by Yehoshua. Velu Ho'alnu Vadesha Meibar Yarden. Halavai, we should have stayed there, right, after getting defeated. He says we should have stayed there. It's interesting, the Gemara does not quote any other pasuk. Right, Bnei Yisrael said, I wish we were back in Mitzrayim. Right, so that, but no other individual, no other great leader said that, and therefore the Gemara ends. Good. Vayomer Hashem al Yehoshua, kum lach. So after this complaining, Hashem says to Yehoshua, get up and take care of it. Get up and take care of the issue. Kum lach, darash abishela, amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shalcha kasha mishalahem. You're making things worse. Ani amarti, vahaya bavrachem as a yardin, Takimu, right? What you did is more difficult, and therefore the person is he didn't do exactly what he was supposed to do. Take part in Takimu. I told you when you cross the yard, you have to set up the stones. Right? You took the stones and traveled to Harizim and Har-Evel, and you set them up there. The Psukim describe. There were stones in the Yardin, there were stones outside the Yardin, there were stones further on, a couple of sets of stones. The Malbim in Parashas Kisavo discusses that there were a number of sets of stones that were set up. But either way, the Gemara says there was some set of stones that Yeshua ben Nun was supposed to set up that he didn't. Baser Denafik, after Rabbi Shela said this drasha, Ukim Rav Amor Ale, Rav got up and said the following speech, V'darash, Kasha Tziva Hashem as Moshe Avdo, Kin Tziva Moshe as Yoshua. V'chein also Yoshua, lo heisir davar mikol Asher Tziva Hashem as Moshe. So what is Rabbi Shela talking about? Yeshua did not leave anything out. He was perfect following Moshe Rabbeinu. Imke matam alomar kumlach. So what does kumlach here mean? What did Yeshua do wrong? Amar lei, atagaram talahem. It's not that he did not follow something Hashem said, but kind of just the opposite. You caused this problem with I. Why? You should do to I like what you did to Yericho. Right, what does that mean? As the Mefarshim explain, as Rashi explains, Hashem never told Yoshua to make a cherim of the property, meaning to make it off limits. Yoshua did it by himself. Yoshua said, off limits, nobody can take from the spoils, and it ended up that Achan took from the spoils, and that's what led to the tragedy. But Atagaram to Lahem, Rashi, Shalohaya Lachal Lasser Alayim Bizas Yericho. You shouldn't have answered it. You shouldn't have forbade it. Question. Ask the Marsha, but Moshe forbade it. When Moshe went through and captured some of the lands of Sichon and Og, Moshe forbade it, so Yeshua was just copying him. Right, so what's the problem? Says the Marsha. Vare Moshe asa zos gimel pa'amim. Right, as we had, that Achan took from all the spoils. Right, so I don't understand. Says the Marsha. De Moshe vaday asa yafeh. Shalo ye anshu kol Yisrael al ze. Im yavar echan mehem lehenos ben acherim. Sha'adayin lo nensi Yisrael anasaras li Rabbi Yehuda. U leniglos Rabbi Nechemya. Avo bi Yoshua ki min sh'ar v'Yisrael asa yaradein. Ye anshu bo. Whoa, says the Marsha, a very important comment. Yes, Moshe did it. But when Moshe did it, things were different. That was before Arvus, as we started off today. Before Arvus, there's not such a danger to Aser, all the spoils. Why? If one person takes, okay, he'll be punished. But not everybody. Yoshua did the same thing as Moshe. But it was a different experience. It was a different reality at the time. You can't just copy what Moshe did, and that was the problem. Rav Shechter writes in the Hakdama to Be'ikvei Hatzon, he expands on this Marsha, and he explains from Rav Soloveitchik. He says there's a difference between being a Mechadesh and being a Mishane. Right? The Tana Devei Eliyahu says, even before that, the Medrash, the beginning of Dvarim Rabbah, beginning of Perek Yud Aleph, in the Medrash Rabbah, it says that Avram gave a bracha to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak gave a bracha to Yaakov, Yaakov gave a bracha to his children, and if you look at the wording in the Torah, the end of each one's bracha is similar to the beginning of the next one's bracha. What happened? V'yitin Avraham es kol asher lo li Yitzchak, v'yitin lecha ha'elokim, Amar Yitzchak Lebarach as Yaakov, Amar Mimakam Shepasak Abba Misham Ani Matchil. Abba Hipsik Biyitain, Viyitain Lecha, Avani Matchil Biyitain, Viyitain Lecha Elokim. Ubamechasam Yitzchak Bikriya, Vayikra Yitzchak al Yaakov Eivarachosam. Amar Yaakov Lebarach as Ashvatim, Amar Eni Poseach Ela Bikriya, Vayikra Yaakov El Banav. Ubamechasam Bizos, Vizos Asher Dibalem Avihem. Moshe Rabbeinu starts off Vizos Abracha. What, it's a word game? They pick up on the last word of the previous bracha? No. Explains Rav Soloveitchik, explains Rav Shechter here in the Hakdama, that the Tana Devei Eliyahu says that we always have to ask ourselves, Masa Yagiu Masa Lamase Avosai. What does that mean? When do my actions touch my father's actions? My forefather's actions? It doesn't say I have to do exactly the same. As the Gera Rebbes say, Yagiu is a lesson of Negiah. It has to be a touch. It has to be a hemshech. It has to be a continuation of the Mesorah. But it doesn't mean exactly the same thing. Because sometimes doing the same thing that my grandfather or my great-grandfather did, that wouldn't be nekshav a hemshech. That would be nekshav a shinui. Because times are different. We can't do the exact same thing. What's the example? This Marsha. Yeshua ben Nun thought he was doing the exact same thing as Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe made a cherim, so Yeshua made a cherim. Little did he know that there was a big difference. Because in the days of Moshe, there was no Arvus yet. And in the days of Yeshua, there was Arvus. Right? Yitzchak Avinu says to himself, I'm going down, I'm leaving Eretz Yisrael. Right? There's a famine, I'm going down. What does Hashem said? You can't leave, you're an Ola Tamima. What do you mean? What was Yitzchak's Havamina? He thought, I'm doing exactly like what my father did. I'm going, I'm leaving. He didn't realize that times were different, that there was a different reality. And therefore, says the, writes Rav Shechter here, V'sivas hadavar, she'i'efshar tamid l'chakos mamish. It's impossible to always exactly, and it's not only impossible, it's inappropriate to copy everything exactly. Hu lo rak mitam yiridas hadoros, bilav achi mitam shinui hamatzavim. There's a difference in time, hishtanos sa'itim. And shalos are different, and shuvas are different, right? And we have to realize, like the Shlomo Zalman that we always like to quote, that the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to give somebody bread if you know they're not going to wash, because it's lifnei iver. Says the Shlomo Zalman, bizman hazeh, exactly the opposite. If you don't give them bread, it's going to be lifnei iver, because it has to be, you have to know, you're going to drive them further away from Yadus by not giving them bread. Today you have to give them bread, to give them a good feeling about Orthodox Jews and Torah Judaism. So we always have to realize, just doing exactly what my grandfather, doing the exact actions and following in their footsteps in every single issue, you know, is something that is not always meant. What I'm supposed to go, because the Rambam wore turbans, I'm supposed to wear a turban, right? And because 500 years ago they did something. So we always have to reevaluate exactly what is called a chidush and what is called a shinui. Right? That's the chiluk that Rav Salvation had. A machadesh, there always has to be chidushim, new applications of the halacha into the world that we live in. But not to be a Mishana. We could be a Hemshech, Masi Avodai. That's to be Mechadish, new applications, but not to be a Mishana. That's an important principle based on the Marsha right here. Okay, we continue with the Psukim by I. Vayibiyot Yeshua b'Yericho, three lines from the bottom. Vayisein Avayar. Yeshua ben Nun looks out and he lifts up his eyes and he sees Vayomer. He sees an image of a person or of an angel. Vagomer, lo melo, ki ani sar tzva Hashem atabasi. He says, I'm an angel. And Yeshua falls down on his face, and he bows down. Ask the Gemara, how did he bow down? You can't give shalom to your friend at night. Maybe he's a demon. And giving a shame Hashem to a demon is a problem, right? Rashi, Shem Hashedu, last Rashi, Ve'en Shemotzi and Shem Shemayim Alamazik. And because a shade is inherently a mazik, you can't ascribe Shem Shemayim to them. The Shalom, Shem Shemayim, saying Shalom Aleichem, is Shem Hashem, as we know. The name Shalom is one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Saying the word Shalom in the bathroom, saying Shalom Aleichem in the bathroom, the Radvaz has a tshuva. That should not be done, because that's applying Shem Hashem. Calling somebody's name, whose name happens to be Shalom, in a bathroom, that's not being used as Shalom. Again, there are those that are machmera. I mentioned before, I had a Rebbe once that would never, on tests or anything, he would never write my name. Shinlam and Bubba with a little smidgek, right? Because he was machmir to assume that every even the name Shalom. But again, the Radvaz and others, Mr. Brewer quotes this in Arachayim, that when it's used as a name, so that's not the same thing as Shalom Aleichem. Shalom Aleichem is what the Gemara is talking about here, giving Shem Hashem onto the other being. So the Gemara says you can't do that at night, because maybe the being is a shade. Answer, Shiny Asam to call my leg. No, there was different. Yeshua ben Nun already heard the response. Ani sar tzva Hashem atabasi, v'gomer. He said, Shem Hashem, and therefore, we know it's true. He's not a shade. V'domo mishakri, maybe he's lying. Gemiri, v'lo mafki shem shemayim levatala. No, we have a misora that shadim don't do this. Or the Malach Hashem tzvakos. And therefore, Yeshua ben Nun, it was safe to assume that it was honest. The Ran in one of his drushas, in Drusha Dalit, discusses how Yeshua ben Nun bowed down to the shade. Okay, even if it was a malach. Hey, you bow down to a malach? Where do you ever find that anybody bowed down to a malach? He says the only time in history that we find anybody bowing down to a malach is Bilam. Vayikod ha'ishtachu la'apav. Avol Yaakov ra'a malach v'lo ishtachu v'lo. V'chein David, v'chein Daniel. Suggest the Ran. Fascinating. What Malach was this? This was the Malach that was supposed to go with Klal Yisrael. Hine Anochi Shaleach Malach, when Hashem got upset, I'm not going with you, I'm sending a Malach. And Moshe says, no, it has to be you, not a Malach. Moshe Rabbeinu bitel ze kol yemei chayav. Shelo yiyu menhagim ki ayidei Hashem yisbarach levado. Meaning direct hashgacha. But after Moshe died, nir ze ha-malach ba'atzmo al Yehoshua, and therefore, this was going to be the leader. Umebde sheyada Yehoshua sheze ha-malach, noma shenomar alav ki shmi bekirbo, ra'a shehu min ha-roi lishtachvaz lo la-malach, ke mishtachvaz Hashem yisbarach levado. Okay, not chas v'shalom to serve him, but to give him the covet. And he said this was a special type of malach in history, and therefore, says the Ran, it would be okay for Yeshua to bow down. Good. Amale, but now what conversation happened? Top of Amabes. What was the conversation between this malach and Yeshua? Amale, emitaltem tamad shol bin arbayim b'akshabitaltem tamad Torah. There were two problems here. You didn't bring the carbon tamid, and they're not learning Torah because they're busy getting ready for the war. So, Alei Zeman Bus, which one is the worst of Avera? Amarle, Atabasi. Right now it's nighttime, so there's no carbon. But it's Talmud Torah. So, Miyad, Vayolan, Yeshua, Balayla, Hu, Bitocha, Emek. Immediately, Yeshua went into the valley. But we darshin, Vam Rav Yochanan, Melamed, Shalon, Baomka, Shel Halacha. Rav Yochanan says that he slept over, so to speak, not even slept. He stayed at night in the depths of halacha. He gave a shiur, started teaching Torah, and it's amkus. It wasn't just a little shiur. It was amkus. It was in depth. Amar Shmuel Bar Unya Mishmei Derav. Gadol, what do you see from this chazal? Gadol Talmud Torah Yosef Me'akravas Tamidim. You see, Talmud Torah has an element, right? Gadol Talmud Torah connected kulam that even karbanos don't have. Shnemar Atabasi. Because right now, what was the worst aveira? Not that they didn't bring the karban tamid, but the bittul Torah. The bittul Torah that was caused even in the battlefield. And therefore, that's what we learn, the emphasis. It does not mean that, you know, that we have safra v'saifa. It does not mean that we could stay and learn and not do our ishtadlos and have the army. They have to fight. It doesn't say that the next day, instead of going to fight, they should have a shir. It just means in the interim, when they're not fighting and they're taking a rest on the battlefield, so then they should spend their time, though it's hard to focus, but, you know, they spend their time learning Torah. Amalei Ba'aler of Dimi. Hi Krab Marav my Mukmisu lay. The following Pasik in Eretz Yisrael. How do they interpret it? Which Pasik? Al Teitzei La Riv Maher. Don't go out to a Riv quickly. You see Rashi we have on both sides of the page here. Pen Mata Asebach Risa. Bahlimos Chareacha. When your friend embarrasses you, right? Don't be so quick. Rivcha Riv Esreacha Visot Acher Al Tagal. Right, don't reveal the secrets. What's all that pasuk referring to? Vishasha Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu Yechezkel. When Hashem tells Yechezkel, Leich Emar Lahem LiYisrael, tell Bnei Yisrael, Avicha, when he's giving them rebuke, and saying, Avicha HaEmori VeImcha Chitis, your father the Emori. What does that mean? Rashi, Terach VaAvosav MiKna'an Ba'u. Right, referring to Terach. Right, Avicha Emori VeImcha and your mother Chitis. Right, we'll have to get back to that. Amra, what is the ruach piskonis lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu? A ruach, a wind, a power set in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says it means Gavriel HaMalach. The Gra doesn't like that. But either way, some type of power set in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribbono Shel Olam, im yavo Avraham v'Sara, v'yamdu lefanecha, ata omer lohem u'machlimo. How could you call them that? How could you embarrass them? Rivcha rives reacha v'sod acher al sagal. So what are you calling them? This is where they come from, their roots? Says the Gemara, "Miyisnei Rishusa Kulehai." Could a Malach talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu like that, so to speak? Gemara says, "In yes." Tomar Biosi, Rabbi Chanina, Shalosh Yemos Yeshlo. He really has three names. This power, this Malach, Piskin Itmin Sigrin. Piskin Sheposik Dvarim Klapi Mala. He could say things in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, right, on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Itmon Sheotem Avonayim Shem Shel Yisrael. He could close off the sins, have a protection. From the sins of Klal Yisrael, they shouldn't be punished. Sigron, kiven shesoger shobene posayach. But once he tries to find a defense, if he doesn't find a defense, there's no other defense that's going to happen. Kiven shesoger, once he closes the book and there's nothing else to say, shobene posayach. Rashi, she'in lo rishus lavakesh rachamim, kiven shegavra chema. The anger has gotten so great that there's no other help. Good. Hayarok shuacha lo bitzar. Right, what is that pasuk referring to? That the Eob's friends tell him, did you even daven lo bitzar, right, before the tzara? Remember, the whole sefer Eob is a conversation between his friends and Eob after Eob went through traumatic tragedies, and his friends are talking to him about the tragedies. So at one point, they say, well, did you daven even before you lost all the things? Amar Abelazar, what do we learn from there? La'olam yakdim adam fil tzara. We should always daven preventative before the tzara comes, right? We daven refa'enu barichaleinu. We daven everything before the tzara occurs, right? So we don't want to daven just after the tzara. And how do we know that? She'il male hikdim Avram tfilo tzara. If Avram Avinu had not davened bein beit elo bein ai, he davened there because he saw in the future his children would have tzaras by ai. If he wouldn't have davened lo nishtar mi rishay yisrael saridu palit, then no Jew would have been saved. We would have all been gone, not just 36, not just Yair ben Menashe, right? Baruch Hashem for Avram's tefillah before the tzara occurred. One statement of related. Call Reish Lakish up, a related statement. Call ma'ameitz atzmo b'tefillah. If anybody pushes themselves in tefillah milamata, you really work hard in tefillah, ein lo tzara milamala. Then the tzaras milamala would be removed. Again, the harder we work in tefillah, the farther it goes. Like the Meshachachim in Parshas Vayechi, tefillah is considered slusi uva usi, the unkelus, right? Becharbi uva kashti is translated as slusi uva usi. Why? Because certain tefillos are like a sword. They cut just as they said, but other tefillos are like an arrow. The more you pull back, the farther they go. And that's Rabbi Yish Lakish right here. If you're ma'amit yourself in tefillah, so then that could prevent tzaras. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, a very unique line, what it means. La'olam yivakesh adam rachamim, sheyu akol ma'amtin eskocho, vayu lo tzara milamala. A person should always daven that everybody helps his koach, and he shouldn't have any tzaras milamala. Who's everybody? What's hakol? What's being referred to here? So maybe it means, the Me'iri suggests, maybe it means, you know, other people, you know, everybody should help everybody daven. But if you look in Rashi, right here, a much quoted Rashi, on the right side, Rashi says right across from where we are. David, that the Malachim help your tefillos. Levakish, and even to ask, to beseech, v'shaloyu mastinim milamala, and there shouldn't be any negative prosecuting forces up above, v'chulu. Whoa, what is Rashi telling us? This is the major halachic topic of davening to Malachim. Not davening to Malachim that they have the power in themselves to help directly, right? That's, you're not allowed to do that. But davening to Malachim to like kind of put in a good word. You know, they have connections. Are we allowed to do that? That's the big discussion in Slichos. Big discussion of whether, you know, Machnisei Rachamim or others, you know, what exactly is being allowed, not allowed, right? That is the based on this Rashi. This Rashi is one of the sources in Shas which seems to allow it, right? The Chassam Sofer has a fascinating line in one of his Shuvas where he says that he's not into it, but he wasn't mevatel from his shul. So he just says a long tachnun at the end of Slichos, so nobody knows whether he's saying it or not saying it, but wasn't mevatel, meaning he acknowledges the allowance, right, of Machnisei Rachamim, but he didn't say it himself. Okay, the Maharal talks about it too, others as well. Viter. Minayin shekipelo viduya v'chulo, Tana Rabbanan. How do we know that his vidui was mechaper for him? Tana Rabbanan. Minayin shekipelo viduya, shenemar v'yomar lo Yeshua, as we said before. Ma'achar tanu, yarcharcha Hashem ayom hazeh. What, you've made us ugly. Hashem will make you ugly today. Hayom hazeh ata achur v'yata achur l'olam haba. Only today, but not in the future. Viksiv, and also, it says, uvnei zerach zimri v'esan v'heman v'chalkol v'daradach kulam chamisha. My kulam chamisha. What does it mean in Divrei Hayamim when the yichus has gone through again? Kulam chamisha. All these five sons of Zerach. Kulam chamisha hein olam haba. They're all going to olam haba, meaning even the descendants and even Achan. Ksiv zimri v'ksiv Achan. Right here in Divrei Hayamim, it doesn't even say Achan. It says Zimri. Rav Shmuel. What was his real name? Chad Amar Achan Shmo. V'lam anikra Shmo Zimri. Shaza Maisa Zimri. His real name was Achan, but he did a Maisa Zimri. What's the connection between Zimri and Achan? So Rashi here quotes two deyas. Either they both did a znus, according to that deya from before, that Achan was Baal Nara Marasa, or both of them brought tragedy to Klal Yisrael. So that's number two, connection to Zimri. V'chad Amar, and the other says Zimri Shmo. No, really, his real name was Zimri. V'lama nikra Shmo Achan, she'ichen avonosein she Yisrael. He brought the sins of Am Yisrael to surround them. Ichen is like a snake goes around, like Tanur Shal Achnoi, we have in Bab Mesiyah Nuntes, but like an Achne, it surrounds them. Period. If Yehuda says, you know what, he could say, you know what, my death should atone for everything except for this sin, because I didn't really do it. And the Chacham say back, no, you shouldn't say that. then everybody will say that. So says the Gemara, V'inaku Atzman. So why can't everybody say that? What's the problem? You don't want to be Motzi Laz on the Beis Din. It'll be like a joke. Everybody was put to death. Yeah, but they're lying. And it wouldn't look good. Tana Rabbanan, the Tosefta says, Ma'aseh b'adam echad she'aseh liharag, a person's about to go out to be killed. Amar, im yesh bi'avon zeh, lo tei misasi kapar l'chol avonosai. If I have this sin, then I'm admitting and my death should not be a kapara. Vim ein bi'avon zeh, but if I don't have this sin, tei misasi kapar l'chol avonosai. If I don't have this sin, then my avon should be a kapara for, my death should be a kapara for all the avonos. Ubezim v'chal Yisrael menukin, and bezim v'chal Yisrael, I don't hold them responsible. V'ha'edim lo tei la mechilo la'ola. So it sounds like this guy was very honest and a big tzaddik. U'kishav v'chacham medavar, when the chacham heard about it, they said, what should we do? Amru, lach zero yefshar, shekfar nigzer gzero. We can't be machzer him because there's no reason to, because the gzero was already done. Ela yehare v'yekol tolib zavar edim. What can we do? If he's telling the truth, then it's on the Edom shoulders. There's nothing else to do. We can't be machzer the din. Says the Gemara Pshita, kol kamine. Well, what was the havamina? Just because he had this eloquent line as he's going out to be killed, we would change, right? What's the chiddush that we would try to change anything? Lotzricha de kahadji behusadi. The Edom themselves are now retracting and saying, "We made it up. We made it up." Says the Gemara. What's the Havamina to trust them? Kivin Shigit Shuvin Echozer Umagin. Big Shas topic, right? They can't retract. Even if they give a good reason for why they made it up. Well, we hated him, we wanted to get him back. So we really should trust that they made it up. Still, that was the Chiddush of the Chachamim. Yahu Maisa Debaye Michse, like the story and the Rashi here, the whole left side is a story of a certain tax collector, because we don't have time to go through it right now, and Shimon ben Shetach, Chulu, quotes it here, how he got rid of the witches. Either way, this is the big Rashi alluded to in the last line of the Gemara. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Hashem, and we will continue with the next daf, but this was Sanhedrin Daf Mem Dalet.